Amy Hagstrom Miller founded a company called Whole Woman's Health, providing abortion and other medical services to women in six states, including Virginia. Here, a law says only doctors may perform abortion, but Hagstrom Miller and two other plaintiffs argue physicians' assistants, nurse midwives, and nurse practitioners are also qualified to terminate pregnancies.
Many advanced practice clinicians provide D&Cs, like miscarriage management, in doctors' offices and OBGYN practices, and the abortion procedure is the same as that.
They were ready to make their case in court when a federal district judge in Richmond ruled in their favor, then changed his mind, saying he wanted to hear more. The news puzzled plaintiffs.
We were surprised. It's unusual. It is unusual.
But the case will go forward Monday, addressing that issue, a 24-hour waiting period, the requirement that women undergo an invasive ultrasound before having an abortion, and after 13 weeks must have the procedure in a hospital. Critics cite a 2016 ruling by the Supreme Court that such restrictions must improve health and safety.
Any restriction on women's access to abortion needs to be supported by scientific evidence and medical facts, and these restrictions don't hold up to that standard.
The trial is expected to last 2 weeks. I'm Sandy Houseman.